The following program is Music Time in Africa for broadcast on Sunday, November 18, 1979, at 18 hours 30 Greenwich Mean Time. It's Music Time in Africa. This is Rita Rochelle, friends. Hello, and welcome back to our Music Time in Africa show, featuring some of Africa's best cultural groups and musicians. I'm glad you're joining me again, and I think you'll enjoy the program. I have some recordings of traditional music from Chad, and some nice dance music from East and West Africa. Here now is the guitar music of the Kolu Band of Kenya, with Charles Chipkwami doing the honors. The sounds of Charles Chipkwami and the Kolu Band. Needless to say, it's a good group. Even though that was an old recording, that music will keep us dancing for years to come. I'd like to acknowledge a few letters before going on to the next selection, and I hope the following friends are listening in today. Greetings from our music man Leo Sarkisian and myself to our friend Cosmos Mukiti in Mwingi, Kenya. Hello to Subu Doe of Monrovia, Liberia. Our very best greetings to Kobla Janyikpar of Ho, Ghana, our friend I Gobona of Ikigwe, Nigeria, and we got very nice letters from Kemo Ture and Alpha Yaya Jarju of the Gambia. Thank you for writing to us. Keep up the good work, and I'll look forward to hearing from you again real soon. The stories of the founding of the region of Kanem in Chad are tied to migrations of various peoples during the 7th and 8th centuries A.D. It is believed that the original inhabitants of the region were black. Kanem later grew into an empire, and finally, after centuries of warfare, it became a state paying tribute to the powerful empire of Bornu. Among the various nomadic peoples that migrated to the region and who have lived near Lake Chad for centuries right up to the present day are the Daza, the Arab, the Fulani, and the Tuareg. And to this day, each of these peoples retain their own cultural traditions, social customs, and their own musical practices. The recordings I have here are fairly good examples of types of musical instruments used in Kanem, and some of the more interesting styles of vocal music still being practiced. The music in this next recording is by a typical full ensemble of musicians belonging to the cast of professional artisans. There are three drums in the group, each played in a different manner. There is also an algaita, the double reed oboe type flute, and a lute, which the lead vocalist plays while singing. As in most parts of Africa, the call and response style of singing by women is also typical in Kanem. I have here a very good example of this, in which a young girl improvises on a traditional melody and a chorus of women repeat each phrase, both parts overlapping each other. This type of song, in which the boys and girls of the village are praised or mocked, is used to accompany dancing. Fun is made, especially of the meanness of the boys.
Para su vaya,
Fascinating sounds. The history and geography of the Kanem region in Chad, as I mentioned previously, brought a number of various ethnic groups that have lived in the region since early times. And I said that each of these groups, the Daza, the Arab, the Fulani, and the Tuareg, have retained their own traditions, their own customs, and their own musical practices. For this reason, there is an unusually rich variety of folk instruments in the country. I'm going to play just a few examples of some of the instruments and singing styles of the Kanembu, as the inhabitants of Kanem are called. I'll begin with a short drum solo. The drum is a type used only by a certain class of musicians. It has two heads, one slightly smaller than the other, but played simultaneously with bare hands. The musician here is playing to summon the people of the village of Rombu to a festival. A young man is dancing near the drummer, and if you listen closely, you can hear the rattles tied around his ankles. The long metal trumpets of the Hausa, called kakaki, are also found in Chad. It is usually played in front of the Sultan's palace on various occasions. It's not indigenous, and probably was introduced to Kanem from the ancient empire of Bornu centuries ago. It was formerly a regal instrument. However, today it has a wider range of functions. In combination with a drum, it can be played whenever festivities take place. Thank you. Another popular instrument in the Kanem region of Chad is the double reed oboe type flute, the algaita, usually found in ensembles made up of professional musicians and rarely played alone. The instrument is played by placing the entire mouthpiece in the mouth with the lips pressed against a round metal disc. The young musician in this recording was self-taught and made the instrument himself. And here is another example of the same instrument. I'd like to add that usually the musician attaches small leather bags to the instrument with small chains. The bags have no musical function, but contain amulets, charms to ward off evil spirits. A half calabash, over which a goat skin is stretched, is the resonator for a one-string fiddle used by Kanembu musicians. The string is made of horsehair, as are the hairs of the curved wooden bow used to play the instrument. In this recording, made in the village of Rombu, a musician sings to the accompaniment of his one-string fiddle, improvising words of praise of people from whom he expects gifts in return.
Alai nama palu narindigi, kedla bainda narindigi dey, malanda mamanda mauru narindigi dey, watiru durana watirigi dey. Kore da Allah ko. Chingri jabo.
We have one more musical instrument, and this is a reed flute considered by the Kanembu to be indigenous. Although the pipe has only one finger hole, the ingenious musician can produce four notes with sounds which I think are quite delicate and beautiful. The flute music will be followed by music recorded during the festival at the end of Ramadan. Two women play drums, one of which is a water drum, a half gourd floating upside down in water. The other drum is made from a large wooden mortar for grinding grain. A chorus of hand-clapping women sing in response to a soloist, while a group of men dance, and they're swinging their swords in the air and making warlike sounds.
Thank you.
You've been listening to traditional music from the Republic of Chad, and we certainly hope that you enjoy the recordings. Now we get to the fun part. A few more letters here to acknowledge. Greetings and thanks to Audu Nadija, to our friend Kadir, Bulama, and Abarima Taylor. That must be a family. We got a nice set of letters from all of them. They live in Bama in Bornu State, Nigeria. Our thanks also to young Samuel Sule and to Sabu Bako Kashir of Kefe, our friend Freddy Iso and Asaba, to Godwin Anozi of Efurin and our friend Ubi Amos of Ugep, Nigeria. And in Mbeya, Tanzania, we got a letter from Oscar Magembe. In Tema, Ghana, we received a very nice letter from Abraham Essan. Thank you, friends. My colleague Leo Sarkeesian and I really appreciate your letters very much, and we hope that you'll continue writing. And as you say in Africa, more grease to your elbows. Ndewo, that means good day in the Igbo language, and greetings to all who are listening in today. Ekaro in Yoruba, and Sanu in Hausa. And I can send special thanks to Ernest Onyai for those greetings. Thanks to him, my Hausa and my Swahili is getting a little better. Thank you, Ernest. And now it's the Sir Victor Uwifo Band greeting you all and welcoming you to listen to his unique sounds. He calls it Sound Explosion, or as he would say, Ayubela.
I'd like to welcome you to the show with the bulldozer staccato percussive salsa chorus on the castle number 44, Ayubela. 1, 2, 3, 4. Thank you.
They call it a sound explosion. Ayubele, that was the sound of Sir Victor Uwifo and his band. And it's the music of Osibisa, one of my favorite groups. And they're going to put the final touch in today's Music Time in Africa show. The number is called African Jive. Promise you good music every Sunday at 18:30 Greenwich Mean Time, and that's exactly what you just heard. But that's it for today. Thank you for joining me, and I'm looking forward to having you with me again next week at this same time. I'm Rita Rochelle, friends, and my address, if you'd like to drop us a line, is Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, Washington, D.C., 20547 USA. We'll be looking for your letter. And if you'd like to write, the address again is Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, Washington, D.C., 20547 USA. Right now, stay tuned in to these same frequencies and meter bands, because the latest news follows on African Panorama. My colleague, Leo the Music Man, joins me in hoping that we've helped to start off the week for you with a happy note. Our best to all of you.